This is the reading for September 24th, Jeremiah chapter 29. This is the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the older leaders who were among the captives, the priests, and the prophets. He sent it to all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had taken as captives from Jerusalem to Babylon. This letter was sent after all these people were taken away. Jehoiakim, the king and the queen mother, the officers and leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, and the craftsmen and metal workers from Jerusalem. Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent Elasa, son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, son of Hilkiah, to Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So Jeremiah gave them this letter to carry to Babylon. This is what the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says to all those people I sent away from Jerusalem as captives to Babylon. Build houses and settle in the land. Plant gardens and eat the food they grow. Get married and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and let your daughters be married so they also may have sons and daughters. Have many children in Babylon. Don't become fewer in number. Also, do good things for the city where I sent you as captives. Pray to the Lord for the city where you are living, because if good things happen in the city, good things will happen to you also. The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says, don't let the prophets among you and the people who do magic fool you. Don't listen to their dreams. They are prophesying lies to you, saying that their message is from me, but I did not send them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, Babylon will be powerful for 70 years. After that time, I will come to you, and I will keep my promise to bring you back to Jerusalem. I say this because I know what I am planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future. Then you will call my name. You will come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will search for me, and when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. I will let you find me, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity. I forced you to leave this place, but I will gather you from all the nations, from the places I have sent you as captives, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to this place. You might say, the Lord has given us prophets here in Babylon. But the Lord says this about the king who is sitting on David's throne now and all the other people still in Jerusalem, your relatives who did not go as captives to Babylon with you. The Lord All-Powerful says, I will soon send war, hunger, and terrible diseases against those still in Jerusalem. I will make them like bad figs that are too rotten to eat. I will chase them with war, hunger, and terrible diseases. I will make them hated by all the kingdoms of the earth. People will curse them and be shocked and will use them as a shameful example wherever I make them go. This is because they have not listened to my message, says the Lord. I sent my message to them again and again through my servants, the prophets, but they did not listen, says the Lord. You captives, whom I forced to leave Jerusalem and go to Babylon, listen to the message from the Lord. The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says this about Ahab, son of Kaliah, and Zedekiah, son of Messiah. These two men have been prophesying lies to you, saying that their message is from me. But soon I will hand over those two prophets to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will kill them in front of you. Because of them, all the captives from Judah and Babylon will use this curse. May the Lord treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned in the fire. They have done evil things among the people of Israel. They are guilty of adultery with their neighbors' wives. They have also spoken lies and said those lies were a message from me. I did not tell them to do that. I know what they have done. I am a witness to it, says the Lord. Also, give a message to Shemaiah from the Nehelamite family. The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says, Shemaiah, you sent letters in your name to all the people in Jerusalem, to the priest Zephaniah, son of Messiah, and to all the priests. You said to Zephaniah, the Lord has made you priest in place of Jehoiada. You are to be in charge of the temple of the Lord. You should arrest any madman who acts like a prophet. Lock his hands and feet between wooden blocks and put iron rings around his neck. Now Jeremiah from Anathoth is acting like a prophet. So why haven't you arrested him? Jeremiah has sent this message to us in Babylon. You will be there for a long time. So build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they grow. Zephaniah the priest read the letter to Jeremiah the prophet. Then the Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah. Send this message to all the captives in Babylon. This is what the Lord says about Shemaiah the Nehelamite. Shemaiah has prophesied to you, but I did not send him. He has made you believe a lie. So the Lord says, I will soon punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his family. He will not see the good things I will do for my people, says the Lord. None of his family will be left alive among the people, because he has taught the people to turn against me. Jeremiah chapter 30. These are the words that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. The Lord, the God of Israel, said, Jeremiah, write in a book all the words I have spoken to you. The days will come when I will bring Israel and Judah back from captivity, says the Lord. I will return them to the land I gave their ancestors, and they will own it, says the Lord. The Lord spoke this message about the people of Israel and Judah. This is what the Lord said. We hear people crying from fear. They are afraid there is no peace. Ask this question and consider it. A man cannot have a baby, so why do I see every strong man holding his stomach in pain like a woman having a baby? Why is everyone's face turning white like a dead man's face? This will be a terrible day. There will never be another time like this. This is a time of great trouble for the people of Jacob, and they will be saved from it. The Lord All-Powerful says, at that time I will break the yoke from their necks and tear off the ropes that hold them. Foreign people will never again make my people slaves. They will serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will send to them. So people of Jacob, my servants, don't be afraid. Israel, don't be frightened, says the Lord. I will soon save you from that faraway place where you are captives. I will save your family from that land. The people of Jacob will be safe and have peace again. There will be no enemy to frighten them. I am with you and will save you, says the Lord. I will completely destroy all those nations where I scattered you, but I will not completely destroy you. I will punish you fairly, but I will still punish you. This is what the Lord said. You people have a wound that cannot be cured. Your injury will not heal. There is no one to argue your case and no cure for your sores. So you will not be healed. All those nations who were your friends have forgotten you. They don't care about you. I have hurt you as an enemy would. I punished you very hard because your guilt was so great and your sins were so many. Why are you crying out about your injury? There is no cure for your pain. I did these things to you because of your great guilt, because of your many sins. But all those nations that destroyed you will now be destroyed. All your enemies will become captives in other lands. Those who stole from you will have their own things stolen. Those who took things from you in war will have their own things taken. I will bring back your health and heal your injuries, says the Lord, because other people forced you away. They said about you, no one cares about Jerusalem. This is what the Lord said, I will soon make the tents of Jacob's people as they used to be, and I will have pity on Israel's houses. The city will be rebuilt on its hill of ruins, and the king's palace will stand in its proper place. People in those places will sing songs of praise. There will be the sound of laughter. I will give them many children so their number will not be small. I will bring honor to them so no one will look down on them. Their descendants will be as they were in the old days. I will set them up as a strong people before me, and I will punish the nations who have hurt them. One of their own people will lead them. Their ruler will come from among them. He will come near to me when I invite him. Who would dare to come to me uninvited, says the Lord. So you will be my people and I will be your God. Look. It is a storm from the Lord. He is angry and has gone out to punish the people. Punishment will come like a storm crashing down on the evil people. The Lord will stay angry until he finishes punishing the people. He will stay angry until he finishes the punishment he planned. When that day comes, you will understand this.
Chapter 4.
What can we say that we've discovered about our ancestor Abraham? If Abraham had God's approval because of something he did, he would have had a reason to brag. But he could not brag to God about it. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and that faith was regarded by God to be his approval of Abraham. When people work, their pay is not regarded as a gift, but something they've earned. However, when people don't work, but believe God, the one who approves ungodly people, their faith is regarded as God's approval. David says the same thing when he speaks this blessing. God approves of a person without that person's earning it. David said, "Blessed are those whose disobedience is forgiven and whose sins are pardoned. Blessed is the person whom the Lord never considers sinful. Are only the circumcised people blessed, or are uncircumcised people blessed as well? We say, Abraham's faith was regarded as God's approval of him. How was his faith regarded as God's approval? Was he circumcised or was he uncircumcised at that time? He had not been circumcised. Abraham's faith was regarded as God's approval while he was still uncircumcised. The mark of circumcision is the seal of that approval. Therefore, he is the father of every believer who is not circumcised, and their faith, too, is regarded as God's approval of them. He is also the father of those who are not only circumcised, but also are following the footsteps of his faith. Our father Abraham had that faith before he was circumcised. So it was not by obeying Moses' teachings that Abraham or his descendants received the promise that he would inherit the world. Rather, it was through God's approval of his faith. If those who obey Moses' teachings are the heirs, then faith is useless and the promise is worthless. The laws in Moses' teachings bring about anger, but where laws don't exist, they can't be broken. Therefore, the promise is based on faith so that it can be a gift. Consequently, the promise is guaranteed for every descendant, not only for those who are descendants by obeying Moses' teachings, but also for those who are descendants by believing as Abraham did. He is the father of all of us, as Scripture says, I have made you a father of many nations. Abraham believed when he stood in the presence of the God who gives life to dead people and calls into existence nations that don't even exist. When there was nothing left to hope for, Abraham still hoped and believed. As a result, he became a father of many nations, as he had been told. That is how many descendants you will have. Abraham didn't weaken. Through faith, he regarded the facts. His body was already good as dead now that he was about 100 years old, and Sarah was unable to have children. He didn't doubt God's promise out of a lack of faith. Instead, giving honor to God for the promise, he became strong because of faith and was absolutely confident that God would do what he promised. That is why his faith was regarded as God's approval of him. But the words, his faith was regarded as God's approval of him, were written not only for him, but also for us. Our faith will be regarded as God's approval of us who believe in the one who brought Jesus our Lord back to life. Jesus our Lord was handed over to death because of our failures and was brought back to life so that we could receive God's approval.